Hello, welcome. Pour yourself a cup of tea and let's talk witchcraft. I am your host, Ellen Moon. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about, have I been cursed? What to do if you think you have been cursed? First, all negative thoughts are a form of curses, whether you have a negative thought or words or even an evil eye towards someone or if them towards you. It's a form of curses. I'm going to share with you a lemon uncrossing ritual that's popular and common amongst the hoodoo world. First, you're going to need a lemon, of course. Make sure it's firm. And before you do anything else, I want you to wash it, cleanse it, take a moment to roll it in your hands, connect to it, breathe your breath and your essence to it. Then cut it in half from the points, so one point of the lemon to the other point, right down the middle. Put it on a mirror facing up. Now, if you don't have a mirror, you can use a plate, a bowl, whatever you have, it's fine. I just prefer a mirror because, for obvious reasons, it is reflective. It will reflect whatever is coming at me. It will reflect it back to that person. So you want to put the lemons facing up on the mirror, of course, and then you want to use table salt. Okay, this is not the time to bring out the sea salt, the Dead Sea salt, the Mediterranean salt, black salt, whatever. It is not the time to do that. Just plain good old table salt. That's what you need. Use visualization as you cover the tops of the lemons with the salt. Next, I may light a candle. You don't have to. I just choose to light a candle because that's what I'm drawn to do. If you're not drawn to light a candle, you could use a cleansing or protection spray or whatever you have, whatever you want to do. It's your magic. Make it your own. So I may light a candle, contemplating the situation. Once I got it ready, I will set it up on my altar and I will leave it. I will leave it there and watch it. Now, it'll take about 3 to 4 days till anything happens. And if it dries out naturally and like there's no mildew, that means whatever crap is being thrown at you isn't bothering you. It means that your protection is up. You're good. Now, if it's moldy, if the lemons are moldy, you have dark magic, dark curses around you. So with that little ritual, you're going to find out if you've indeed been cursed or not. If you've got negative energy coming at you or not. And if you indeed do, like the steps to take if you are indeed cursed or whatnot. You want to take a good spiritual cleansing bath or rinse. Okay, that is so important. Then you want to cleanse your doors and your windows. Any entrance to your home, you want to cleanse. You want to say something like, "Goddess, protect me. Let none that wish me harm cross this window or doorway." You want to sprinkle, or you could sprinkle herbs, salt in your doorways, windows. You could cleanse your doors and windows. You can wash them and with blessed water, or a Florida water, holy water, moon water, whatever. Wash your doors, wash your windows. You could hang an evil eye over your door, over every window, over every door. There are so many ways that you can protect yourself, protect your energy from people that are wishing you ill will, you know? When or if you do meditation, you can strengthen that bubble around you that is on the astral realm. Visualize a wall or a ball all around you at which no negative person, no negativity is going to get in. There's also mirror magic to reflect back to the person that's wishing you harm. Like I said, there's so many ways that you can protect yourself. That will be all for today, I think. I think I went over everything I wanted to. Feel free to message me with any questions. I would be so delighted to answer any questions you have. Make sure you are following me on Facebook and Instagram under The Magical Moon. I hope you have a bright and blessed day. Blessed be.